Welcome to WSD Voice, a podcast focused on positive and informative news in Waterford School District. I am your host, Sarah Davis, the Director of Communications and Community Relations, and I'm here with Waterford School District Superintendent Scott Lindberg. Today, we're talking all about our amazing athletic program opportunities. I was shocked when I learned just how big our athletic program is. Did you know our two high schools, Mott and Kettering, boast 41 programs with a total of 81 teams?
Yes, and those same schools have a combined total of approximately 115 coaches and over 1,000, again, over 1,000 student participants.
And our middle schoolers also have many athletic options. Pierce and Mason have a combined 16 different programs and 26 teams. They also have nearly 40 coaches and last year had over 500 participants.
Yeah, that's great information, Sarah. But let's find out more today. We have a guest on our show, Allison Sartorius, athletic director for our district. Welcome, Allison.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, often as superintendent, I become very focused on what academic opportunities we have here in the school district. And obviously, that's the main component of what we're here for. But athletics can also play a very important role in many of our students' growth and development, both physically, but also emotionally and mentally as well. Allison, what would you say are some of the benefits and our students get from participating in our athletic programs?
Wow, you've heard about all the opportunities that we have in the middle school and high school levels. I'll do my best to name a few of the benefits from our athletic programs. First of all, the involvement in our school community alone. It kind of gives kids more of a connection with the school community. We have such a wide variety of sports. We can definitely find something for our students to participate in through athletics and give that additional connection. It also helps support academics. We say that educational athletics is an extension of the classroom. So our athletic programs work hand in hand with our academic programs to make sure our kids are successful on the field, on the court, wherever on the ice rink, but also in the classroom. Most importantly, what I took away from athletics way back when at Waterford Kettering High School myself was the life lessons, the teamwork, the leadership, the competitiveness, learning how to win, learning how to lose, learning how to build your character and the character of your opponents and your teammates. I think that those alone are probably just the all-encompassing what athletics brings.
Yeah, absolutely. I know when I was involved in track and cross country in high school, I felt like that was the time when I got some of my best grades, and I think it was because it helped me focus. So a lot of advantages to athletics for sure. Allison, you've mentioned before that this district has a really strong student-athlete connection. Can you talk about some of the academic successes we continue to see from our athletes here at Waterford?
Yes, Sarah. As I mentioned, I was a three-sport athlete myself at Waterford Kettering way back when, and I agree with you 100%. We see the trend of academic success every single season, every single year. Even when we had the weird COVID years, we still saw that our athletes definitely did what they were supposed to in the classroom. So our academic standards, a lot of people aren't aware that the Michigan High School Athletic Association does set academic standards for the entire state of Michigan. Well, in Waterford, we want to enhance the educational opportunities for our kids and the academic success. So our standards are actually much higher than the state standards and higher than many of our surrounding districts. With that said, we do weekly grade checks for our athletes and making sure that they are doing what they're supposed to in the classroom, but it also gives us an opportunity for our coaches and our athletic staff and to work hand in hand with counselors and teachers to continue to foster their academic success. Mm-hmm. So a few examples of these would be last season, 70% or last year, 70% of our programs had above a 3.0 grade point average. 37% had above a 3.3 grade point average, and 20% have had above a 3.5 grade point average. Each year, we have several academic all-state teams. Even this year so far in the winter, academic all-state teams haven't even came out yet. We do have three already named academic all-state athletic teams, and about half of our varsity athletes have earned academic all-conference accolades. So what we're doing here to support them academically definitely has shown.
Yeah, that is great. So, and what I'd like to hear is that the counselors, the teachers are working with our coaches, because that's a full program. We're doing a wrap around our students to help them be successful on the field and off the field, as you mentioned. Allison, we also typically have students sign on for college athletics as well. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so each year, in the 9 years I've been doing this job, we've had over 30 student athletes from both Mott and Kettering combined sign to play at the next level. Now, this could be junior college, NAIA, Division III, Division II, or Division I. So there are plenty of opportunities, and our athletic department and our coaches with our counseling staff will definitely help these kids find the right fit for them if that's a dream that they have. Basically, we've had so many successes. I think the biggest success are that several of these athletes, student athletes, have continued to get their four-year degree. They go along, they play all 4 years, they get their four-year degree. We know that most of the time there's not a professional opportunity for most of our collegiate athletes. However, we have several kids that have high D1 accolades in statistical categories in their colleges. We have NAIA All-American kids, as well as those that hold records at those NAIA colleges. We do have Olympic people that have ran in the Olympic trials. We do have an athlete that has made it to the NBA. We do have an athlete that's made it to the NFL as well. So there's just a variety of successes, and everybody's path's a little different, and we can help them get there.
That's really awesome. As I understand it, we have some standouts this year as well. Who are a couple athletes right now you want to talk about?
I tried to make a list, and I feel horrible if I forget somebody. But individually this year, recently, we had several Pierce Middle School wrestlers earn all-county, which is a big meet for our middle school kids. Mm-hmm. The conference and county stuff is about as high as our middle schoolers will compete. We've had several all-state football players from this past fall between the two high schools. We've had several soccer, boys soccer, girls soccer is just starting. So boys soccer players as well as football players earn all-area, all-district, all-region type honors as well. Individually, most recently, we've had an all-state diver, Alex Poulin. We've had an all-state wrestler, Emily Medford. And we've had a state champion in bowling, Brendan Riley. So those are some individual accomplishments. For team accomplishments, again, I could go on and on, but Waterford Kettering Wrestling is a district and conference champion. Waterford Kettering Boys Bowling, district and conference champions and state qualifiers. Kettering Girls Bowling, state qualifiers. Mott Football made playoffs. Mott Boys Basketball Conference champs. Mason Boys basketball 7th and 8th grade, and Mason girls 7th grade basketball made the conference playoffs, again being one of the highest kind of routes you can take when you're competing for our middle schools. So that's just a few off the top of my head.
That's a lot, really impressive. Mm-hmm. And great to hear that these teams and athletes are doing so well representing Waterford School District. Scott, I know you recently met up with some of our athletes at both Mott and Kettering. Let's take a listen first to what our Mott students had to say.
All right. Well, hello. We are here at Mott High School with Caleb Osborne and Carly Koskinen. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves, what grade you're in, and what sports you play here at Mott High School. We'll start with Carly.
I'm a sophomore, and I run cross country, play basketball, and play soccer.
Oh, so three sports.
Yeah, three sports.
Excellent. Caleb, how about you?
I play football and basketball, and this year I'm going to run track.
So you both play multiple sports. How do you balance school and sports and just life, right, all your other obligations? How do you do that?
Well, on top of school sports, I play travel soccer, too. So I'm just really busy all the time. I don't really get much free time between school and soccer.
Wow, okay. I have meetings sometimes with my coaches to, like, schedule stuff. And I got visits and stuff going on. And I just balance it with my coaches and my schedule and make sure I don't miss anything.
Okay, very good. Caleb, and I understand you have verbally committed to Toledo. Talk to us a little bit about how your coaches here at Mott help you prepare and what your future plans might be.
Coach Farr helped me a lot with that. he don't only teach me about, like, football and, like, sports. He teach me how to be a man and, like, know how to own up to things. So I feel like Toledo, it was a good fit because they helped me just know how the recruitment works and, like, it's just a business. And, yeah, they helped me a lot with that. So, like, I trust the process with them for, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, well, excellent. Trust the process, learning about life. And, you know, Carly, tell us a little bit about you've been here in Waterford, and you came up through Mason. You were involved in athletics at Mason Middle School as well. Can you tell us a little bit about your experiences there?
Well, at Mason, I built really good relationships with all my coaches and teammates. I ran cross country, played basketball, and ran track. And in eighth grade, we had a really good year. We went undefeated in basketball, and our track team broke a lot of school records that year, so it was just a fun experience.
Excellent. Relationships, learning about life. We're just so glad to have both of you here, a part of our district and a part of our athletic programs. Good luck to both of you in what's to come in the days ahead.
All right, awesome hearing from both Caleb and Carly. Then, Scott, you also went to Kettering to talk mm-hmm. to some of those athletes, so let's take a listen to that as well.
So now we are here at Kettering High School to talk with Emily Medford and Zarek Zielinski. Hello to both of you. Can you first tell us off a little bit about yourselves, what grade you're in, and the sports you've been playing here at Kettering?
Yeah, for sure. I'm a junior here, and I usually wrestle most of the time. But this past fall, I did cheerleading, and I used to play soccer for Kettering.
Excellent, excellent. Zarek, how about you?
I'm Zarek Zielinski. I'm a senior here. I play football, baseball, and basketball, and yeah.
Excellent. Emily, you know, you're in girls wrestling. It's a growing sport. You've been All-State 2 years in a row, so very successful. Talk to us a little bit about being a female representative in a male-dominated sport.
Yeah, so my first year wasn't super hard. I didn't struggle with the male part of it at all because I was like, oh, I'm a first year. Don't really know what I'm doing. I think this year was a little bit harder. I expected myself to perform to the same levels as males, which gets kind of hard because I'm at a weight class where guys get muscular. But yeah, I think once in the end of the season when state starts, when I go against girls, I get more confident because I'm a little bit stronger than most of them. But yeah, it's a really good sport, and I really like doing it.
Yeah, excellent. Again, 2 year All-State in a row. Congratulations. Zarek, you are a three sport athlete with numerous local, regional, and state honors for football, baseball, and basketball. I also hear you got a full ride scholarship to Saginaw Valley State University. Congratulations on that. How have you balanced three sports and your academic achievements here at Kettering?
I just think it starts with just being a good role model in the classroom and just focusing during school, making sure I get all my homework in, just having a good relationship with teachers and just asking them when I need help and just doing all that. And then just with academics, just staying on top of my stuff and just trying to keep my grades up as best as possible, just being a good student. You got to be a student before an athlete, and then just with athletics, just push myself, work hard every day, and just try to be the best I can be and just go from there. Just, yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, that certainly paid off for you, hasn't it? Well, thank you to both of you. You're a great representation for Waterford and especially for Kettering High School. Thanks for joining with me today.
Great job by Zarek and Emily answering those questions. Scott, how was it meeting with all of our student athletes?
Well, again, it's one of the best parts of my job to get out into the buildings, to talk with kids, to look right at them and see the excitement of the successes that they're having and just seeing kids passing in the halls and just talking with our staff. So I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy it. It's something I look forward to every day that type of activity is on my calendar. The students are great, and they represent Waterford and our community in such an awesome way, and that's encouraging as well.
Absolutely.
So, Allison, we've also had many coaching successes as well. Can you talk to us about the importance of our coaching staff and how crucial they are to the entire program?
Yeah, so our coaches, I mentioned it before, but we think of athletics as an extension of the classroom, and our coaches do a wonderful job of teaching their athletes the life lessons that they need through sport and through life, really. Now, our athletic programs, the level of successes are very different, but it's awesome to see the way that our coaches can interact with such a diverse group of student athletes within their programs and really foster the improvement of these athletes as individuals and a team, as well as, you know, get to the next level in some of these very successful sports programs that we have. I think it's all about relationships and culture. The environment that our coaches create in their programs for these kids really get them to a place where they feel welcomed. A lot of times sports for kids are their passion, right? Mm-hmm. So that's something they want to do. So when our coaches are able to create like a culture for them to, you know, obviously compete, but feel welcomed and like they're going to succeed with their teammates, mm-hmm. it just leads to more success. So specifically, just this past winter, we did have our Waterford Kettering wrestling coach, Brett Hanna, mm-hmm. named as the Oakland County Wrestling Coach of the Year. So a great honor for this area where, you know, Oakland County is a big area, so a lot of great coaches. And just a few years back, actually, one of our former, she's still a teacher in the district, but former Mott track coach was Amy McNeil, was also honored with the exact same award through the Track Association for Oakland County. So, again, those are just two examples mm-hmm. of coaches that have been publicly awarded for some of the great work that they do behind the scenes.
That's great that we have such an awesome lineup of coaches here at the district. excuse me. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to talk more about our amazing athletic facilities. So stay tuned.
Hello, Scott Lindberg here, Superintendent of Waterford School District. It's time to start thinking about where your child should attend school for the 23-24 school year. At Waterford School District, we aim to create today's student to become tomorrow's leader, and we are uniquely prepared to build your child's future. We offer many dynamic learning opportunities, such as an innovative STEM academy, and we recently invested approximately $4 million in cutting-edge curriculum. Enroll at wsdmi.org/enrollment. That's wsdmi.org/enrollment. Come join us here at Waterford School District, where your child will be inspired, educated, and empowered to thrive.
Okay, and we are back here on WSD Voice talking with Allison Sartorius, our athletic director. Allison, let's discuss our awesome athletic facilities here at Waterford School District. What are some highlights of our facilities?
Yeah, so we are blessed to have our community support with all those bonds that we've been passing my entire career here and prior to that even. And those bonds have helped to assist us in creating some wonderful athletic facilities that are highly showcased around the area. A lot of times other high schools will come and actually visit our facilities in order to kind of get an idea of what they want theirs to look like. So we do have fairly new football, soccer, lacrosse, track and field stadiums, the whole entire stadium, the bleachers, the courtyard areas, the field obviously itself and the tracks. Most recently, it's our baseball and softball fields at both Mott and Kettering that are spectacular. So if you haven't had a chance yet, make sure to come out and check out a baseball or softball or game or a soccer game or a track meet this spring and really see these facilities.
Yeah, for sure. And I can say our athletic facilities are always a top priority when we're looking at items we can improve with our bond dollars to keep them in that state-of-the-art condition. Allison, I think something else that is important for us to mention here is the sheer size of our programming. So we already discussed earlier the amount of athletes and coaches, but also what about the number of competitions we have for our students?
So if we take last year through this upcoming spring, we have hosted not only our dual, you know, competitions, our events where we play one other team, but when we talk large-scale events, we will have hosted well over 30 within the Waterford School District, probably closer to 40 once I total them all up from this year as well. Some of our larger ones being cross-country regionals at Hess Hathaway and our Mott Invitational at Hess Hathaway, where we have thousands of spectators and hundreds of cross-country runners coming into that facility. We also, of course, Bowling Regionals at 300 Bowl just recently have hosted those. That bowling venue is just packed. You cannot even walk from end to end. It is so packed in there. Of course, a football playoff game, which we were fortunate to host this past fall, brings a lot of spectators into a Waterford Mott football game. So that was fun. And we did host boys soccer district in regionals for D2 and a D1 final regional game this past fall. And it was so highly successful. And we were so complimented upon that by not only the High School Athletic Association, but also the teams that participated in that district and regional. Just yesterday, we were asked to host the girls soccer D2 state semifinal at Waterford Kettering in June, which is going to be a huge event, obviously, with that point only four teams left in the state, and we were chose to host one of those games. So pretty exciting, and, of course, we continue to take any opportunity we can to give not only our kids an opportunity to compete in these larger events, but also a lot of times when we're hosting these events, it's kids from all over our state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Indeed, and what I love to see, too, is at these events you see grandparents, aunts, and uncles, and you see the community at large. They may not even have students here in our district, but they want to come out and support our kids. So that's a strong, strong community. Allison, what about our elementary students? You've mentioned our high school and the middle schools, but what opportunities do the younger students have?
Yeah, so we want our elementary school students to get as involved as they possibly can in all mm-hmm. athletic opportunities and any enrichment opportunities because, again, anything that they can do to enrich their academic experience and their school experience will foster a sense of success for them and hold them closer to academics. So right now we do partner with the Parks and Rec program, and I know our community education department has partnered with them for a long time, so they do offer some opportunities for our elementary age kids. We at Waterford School District Athletics, along with our varsity coaches and middle school coaches, also offer a large variety of clinics, camps, and even some leagues for our elementary kids. So our community members, our elementary parents, need to make sure to continue to watch Blackboard and Peach Jar. Watch your emails, watch the websites, because in the next month and a half or so, we'll be starting to get out all of our summer programming for our clinics and our camps that will be held at the high school. And then throughout the school year, continuing to push out any other opportunities we're offering for these elementary kids through our programs.
All right. That's great to hear that our elementary families mm-hmm. have some really great options out there as well. Our community partners also include our spectators, those people that attend our events. Can you talk a little bit about our community spectator, about how our community spectator attendance has grown?
Yeah, so we, throughout year to year, we have well over 20,000 spectators that come inside our ticketed events. And that's not including baseball and softball, where we don't ticket for. So some of these events that are not ticketed, tennis matches, mm-hmm. golf matches, any of those types of things, that's not even included in that over 20,000 number. So we just want to make sure everybody realizes that they are welcome to come see any of our events. There is a gate fee usually, but we definitely would like our spectators and our community members, parents of younger kids, to kind of come see, check out what we have to offer. And, you know, COVID years made it a little weird because you only mm-hmm. could have two spectators per kid, mm-hmm. but we are trending even higher. So I expect us to be closer to the ticketed events at about 30,000 spectators this
incredible.
Year.
Yeah, that is incredible. Mm. All right, you heard it straight from Allison. Come out and watch our kids play and support our teams and coaches. Thank you, Allison, for being on the show. I don't know how you keep it all running, but you're doing a phenomenal job. And we'll have to have you on again to continue to keep this conversation going and keep everyone updated on our athletics.
Sounds great. Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Waterford School District's Department of School and Community Services and is produced by video production coordinator Jane Tekelly. I am the host of this podcast, Sarah Davis, and you can find all episodes of WSD Voice on our website at waterford.k12.mi.us, or you can tune in to 89.5 WAHS or Radio Central Multicultural. We also invite you to subscribe to the podcast, which is now available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and if you want to watch this recording, on our WSD YouTube channel. We so appreciate you listening today and encourage you to continue to tune in to future episodes of WSD Voice as we discuss topics geared toward inspiring, educating, and empowering our students, staff, alumni, and community to thrive.